As of July 1, if you're a backbencher in federal parliament, your salary will jump from $118,000 to $127,000 a year. Opposition leader Kevin Rudd will add $15,000 to his salary, while the PM will have about $330,000 to spend next year. Prime Minister John Howard has defended the politicians' pay increase, claiming that parliamentarians receive very little compared to those doing similar jobs in private industry. South Australian Treasurer Kevin Foley has also claimed it's about doing a fair day's work for a fair day's pay. Our South Australian State Secretary of the Australian Nurses Federation, Lee Thomas, what she thought of the Treasurer's comments.
Well, you know, our members would say they also do a fair day's work. And if the fair day's work is looking after people who are sick, looking after people who are having, women who are having babies, working in theatre suites, no matter where it is, it's a fair day's pay. It's a fair day's work, and we want a fair day's pay in the same way and of the same amount that the politicians have just awarded themselves.
I also asked Andrew Gold, president of the South Australian branch of the Australian Education Union, what he thought of parliamentarians receiving a 6.7% pay increase when teachers have been knocked back in their attempt to receive a similar pay rise.
I think our members will be very angry at the automatic flow-ons that politicians receive, particularly in the light of the fact that when we go through the enterprise bargaining process, we have to identify productivity improvements and efficiency gains through that enterprise bargaining process. Now, it seems to me that there's no such requirement upon politicians to be able to provide evidence that they are more productive in the same way that those working in education must do.
So you wouldn't necessarily be against parliamentarians receiving this sort of increase if you were also receiving something around 6.7% pay rise?
Well, I guess, you know, parliamentarians have to demonstrate a productivity increase, and I'm not sure quite how they'll do that. But, look, you know, I think that there's no doubt these people are hard-working, but they're certainly no less hard-working than our members.
So they believe in a rule for themselves to an extent and a rule for others in the public service?
Well, that's certainly the way this debate's been portrayed in the paper today, and, you know, frankly, it's a disgrace. I mean, it's not that, you know, that we shouldn't be paying politicians well. I think we should. But I don't think then that we should have politicians then saying to nurses, well, you have no arguments for, you know, the same level of increase we have. Or when it comes around to the time for the AU to bargain on behalf of its members, that the AU has no case for a pay increase in the same terms as South Australian politicians have just received or about to receive.
And just one last question, just as we are in national programs, I just want to discuss John Howard's comments that that he believes the pay rises are fair enough because it's nowhere near as much as he'd be worth and other politicians would be worth in the private sector. What do you think about those sort of comments?
Oh, look, I think that we'll apply the same argument that applies to us, and that is, you know, it's what the community can afford. You know, and I think that you know, if that's a fair argument from John Howard, if that's the argument that politicians are putting and think that we should accept it, then I think you know, those in the education sector and the nursing sector at the moment can put the same arguments and have that you know, held as being equally valid.
Among the Adelaide public, the increase to politicians' pay packets seemed unpopular, but not to all.
I don't think they should get one. I think they get paid way too much already.
Well, they can just sit on their big fat butts again, can't they?
So you really don't think it's warranted?
Not when I saw in the news last night that a backbencher gets $118,000 a year, now it's going up to $126,000. And as a nurse from Melbourne, I like what somebody said on the news last night. I'm appalled that they've given themselves a pay rise and the national hospital system is fairly much in disarray and in need of 10 times more funding.
Would you have a comment, sir? We're discussing the pay increases for politicians.
Well, on the face of it, that doesn't sound fair. There's a lot of other people ought to get it'd be due for a bit of a rise, I think, but that doesn't matter to me because I'm on the pension. I'll just get my money anyway.
they're done through an independent tribunal, and I think that's fair enough.